a lot of reasons. Visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
Every new year, you resolve to get in shape and join a gym, but you never stick with it.
I know, and I pay for a full year membership.
This year, get realistic about your resolution and join January Gym, the workout facility that's as temporary as your willpower.
Where is it?
January Gym is located in the Old Circuit City, where the Halloween Superstore was in October. And come February, it'll be vacant again.
Does January Gym have all the workout machines I wasn't using properly anyway?
No.
Cool, because weights are heavy, and the TV and the treadmills never have the channels I want, and the spin room's really dark.
Stop making excuses, because you don't need any at the health club that goes away faster than your desire for self-improvement. January Gym.
It's the kind of workout that works out for me.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside. 8 o'clock.
Fox News, I'm Pam Husso. In Iran's capital, mourners packing the streets for the funeral of a general killed in a U.S. airstrike in Iraq.
There are concerns in Baghdad that Iranian-backed Iraqi Shia militias could target some of these U.S.-related spaces in and around Baghdad.
Fox's Trey Yingst. Turning to impeachment in an effort to dismiss the case, Senate Republican Josh Hawley reacting on Fox and Friends to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's delay in turning over the articles of impeachment.
Nancy Pelosi is trying to run the Senate. She is trying to be the leader of the Senate and control what we do. She is trying to prevent a trial. And the bottom line is that's not what the Constitution says.
Democrats are demanding a fair trial. They want witnesses. America's listening to Fox News.
A dry January, that means I'll be whiskey free. I'll take the money that I save and give to charity. I'll stop using plastic straws for all the turtles' sake. I'll toss away this vape pen and pass on the cupcakes. With the help of Marie Kondo, I'll be organized, you'll see. I'll ride that Peloton bike my now ex-wife gave back to me. And as far as my pro-Trump dad, I'll have more empathy. Gonna get a Rosetta Stone and teach myself Chinese. The new year is brand new already, I'm two bottles in. I'm sorry, Jerry's kids, the cash went to the Jameson. And I apologize, Mother Earth, but those paper straws, they suck. Got baked out of my mind and robbed a hostess truck. Can't speak a lick of Mandarin, Megadad's blocked from every app. Everything I own's draped over this damn Peloton crap. I've come to this conclusion, I'm no good at resolutions. I'm gonna put them on a shelf and be happy with myself. Kids, be happy with yourself.
Well, that was meaningful, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
We try to have a meaningful moment now and then of the show. It is 5 minutes after 8 o'clock. News Talk 93.1 FM. I did put the snake and bake story on. You like that?
Snake and bake. That's good. And I helped.
Yeah, he did. And I helped.
It's Snake and Bacon. I am.
on my Facebook page, coming up, we have stupid news, plenty of that. And we may actually have to do, just to catch up, more than three Morning Maroon nominees.
You think so?
There was a whole bunch of stupid going on. That's all ahead. First,
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
We started off close to the freeze marks. In fact, some towns, depending on what town you're in, got to freezing. But now we're up to 43 on our way up to about 66 today. Sunshine, nice way to start the week. We love that. And tonight, there's a weak front moving through, so a small risk of a shower somewhere in the overnight hours or first thing in the morning, but the rain chances minuscule, 20-30%, mostly while people are sleeping. Tonight's low 48. Tomorrow's high around 60 as the sun comes out by midday and into the afternoon hours. And then I think we'll be near freezing Wednesday morning, but into the low 60s on Wednesday afternoon. A nice day. Upper 60s, dry Thursday. So that's the end. into the good weather, then risk of showers, maybe some thunderstorms on Friday as we're into the 70s and maybe low to mid-70s. And that severe weather risk that we've been talking about and we'll continue to talk about through the rest of the week is Saturday. An ominous-looking storm system. We're remembering, you know, what happened last January 19th in Wetumpka, that big EF2 tornado. So Saturday is the day we have our focus on as far as severe weather. Right now, this morning, we have clear skies, calm winds. It's 43 at 8:07.
Gosh, it's almost been a year then.
Since the 19th of January.
I'll never forget that day, even though most of us here got some rock and roll weather.
Mm-hmm.
It cleared out. I was meeting Larry Stevens for dinner that night. And we were just kind of on the verge of maybe saying maybe we should postpone, but the weather cleared out.
Yeah.
And it got much colder.
Mm-hmm.
And then he told me how much damage there had been in Wetumpka because he had seen it.
Right.
And his daughter lived, like, very, very close. So
that was borderline EF3. It was in on the end of the scale for EF2, so it was a big deal. The police department was destroyed. A church was gone.
Yeah.
A lot of buildings. A lot of damage.
8 minutes after 8 o'clock. All right. I know that we're all kind of transitioning now with the Christmas season over, New Year's behind us. Hey, Valentine's Day. Today is the 6th. So that means there's 39 days till Valentine's Day by my immediate math calculations.
That's right.
39. Mm-hmm. That's a little over 5 weeks by additional math. That's 5 weeks and 4 days. So it's going to go by quickly. That's one thing everybody said this season. Man, time is flying. Even my daughter has reached that age now. She says, wow, I can't believe how quickly it goes by. So you want something unique? Unique up on it at Brian Jewelry.
Unique up on it.
Unique up on it. It's really the best idea. I have to tell you, my daughter ordered a string, I guess that's the name of the style, string necklace with little stones for when we were trading in her unwanted, unhappy wedding jewelry.
I understand.
And when we were doing that, Lynn, Brian said, hey, you know, there's earrings that match that. Now, I'm not one to pick out jewelry for Janelle.
Yeah.
But you don't have to be a rocket scientist to know, wow, if she loves the necklace, she's going to love those. And she did love the necklace. So that was like the first Christmas gift. I bought that like in October. Managed not to lose it. Of course, they wrapped it for me. And they do such a great gift wrapping job at Brian Jewelry's. Was not difficult to keep an eye on. And then, even more amazingly, I remember to bring it to Florida. Because there was one year, the one gift I needed to pack in the car.
No!
So I had to have it overnighted at like $25. So it was there in time for Christmas. This year, we did not make the mistake, but she absolutely loved it. And that was just something that was in stock, and they have a tremendous selection of competitively priced jewelry in stock at Brian Jewelry, but what they really have is experience, I think close to 6.5 decades now, starting out when Prattville was a tiny town, and now Prattville's a thriving metropolis, and people come from all over the river region to Brian Jewelry and their beautiful freestanding store at 1778 East Main. Shop online at brianjewelry.com and save $100 on your first purchase of $200 or more. With Lynn and Kenny and the great team at Brian Jewelry in Prattville. At 8:10, your local news, and then stupid news coming up next. Morning Maroons later in the hour.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. We now know the sentencing date for former Montgomery police officer Aaron Cody Smith. He was found guilty last November of manslaughter in the 2016 shooting death of Montgomery man Greg Gunn. His sentencing date has been set for January 29th at the Montgomery County Courthouse. William Johnson, the man accused of killing Lowndes County Sheriff John Williams, will go before a judge today. Johnson is charged with capital murder and remains in jail without bond. Sheriff Williams was killed November 23rd while responding to a noise complaint at a gas station. And it is decision day for Alabama quarterback Tua Tagovailoa. He is expected to announce if he will enter the NFL draft at a press conference with Coach Nick Saban later today. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Well, I try to have a good time.
Well, laissez-les bon temps rouler. Translation, let the good times roll.
Yes, I think she and I are going to have a good time together.
Some good time.
And by good time, she means bumping uglies.
It's a good time.
You're enjoying yourself?
Good times.
Boy, do we have some good times.
You guys have a good time.
I'm having a good time.
You're still having a good time.
I'll have fun.
Let's put the fun in funky.
This is really enjoyable. It's fun. I'm not gonna lie. It's good.
And having a good time.
So fun. I, for one, am having an absolute ball.
Saving usually means lowering your expectations, settling for less. But no one ever got less and thought, good for me. Now you can save on all your favorite stuff without giving anything up. Surf, swipe, and stream as much as you want with WOW Internet for only $34.99 a month with no data caps and our 2-year price lock guarantee. These are savings you can count on. Learn more at WOWWay.com. Offer for new customers with a 2-year agreement, auto pay and paperless billing, equipment, taxes, and fees extra subject to change. Restrictions apply.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be 4 times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did. The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
And now, celebrity convicts give Lori Loughlin advice about going to prison.
Hi, I'm Martha Stewart, or M. Diddy. Did you know a toothbrush can easily be filed down into a deadly shiv? And when you need to cut a bitch during yard time, that's a good thing.
Hey, this is your old pal, Kaz. You see, sometimes it's hard to fall asleep in prison, but I got some pills here that I hope you sleep and forget.
I'm Lindsay Lohan. Prison is relatively easy to survive. It's like rehab, but better because it's easier to get drugs.
Hi, it's me, Mike Tyson. Martial arts ain't gonna help Lori Loughlin in prison. Maybe a face tattoo. As long as she doesn't have secrets about the Clintons, she's probably safer than Epstein. Right, Martha?
What Lori needs is not a trainer to help her fight, but someone to teach her every rich white woman's biggest fear, how to be poor. That's not a good thing.
It is time
for
stupid
news.
What news?
Stupid
news.
Let's go.
Hello there. I'm your stupid news anchor, Greg Budell. It's good to be with you this morning. We're going to reprise something we played very early in the show. I did not watch the Golden Globes. It was never on my to-do list. But I want you to listen to Ricky Gervais, who greeted these people. Somebody finally had the... what's the word, if you heard it? What's the word I'm looking for here?
Boy, does he have a lot of chutzpah.
The chutzpah to say what needed to be said.
Yeah. Hello and welcome to the 77th Annual Golden Globe Awards, live from the Beverly Hilton Hotel here in Los Angeles. I'm Ricky Gervais. Thank you. You'll be pleased to know this is the last time I'm hosting these awards, so I don't care anymore. I'm joking. I never did. It's the last time. Who cares? Oh. Apple roared into the TV game with a morning show. A superb drama. Yeah. a superb drama about the importance of dignity and doing the right thing, made by a company that runs sweatshops in China. So, well, you say you're woke, but the companies you work for, I mean, unbelievable. Apple, Amazon, Disney. If ISIS started a streaming service, you'd call your agent, wouldn't you? So, if you do win an award tonight, don't use it as a platform to make a political speech, right? You're in no position to lecture the public about anything. You know nothing about the real world. Most of you spent less time in school than Greta Thunberg. So, if you win, right, come up, accept your little award, thank your agent and your God, and wag, wag.
Isn't that great?
It's already 3 hours long.
And you said Tim Cook was there.
Yeah, Tim Cook from Apple was there. And I want to say they got a reaction shot, but then they quickly cut away. once that... because he was talking about Apple's streaming service. So it's like reaction shot on Tim. And then, sweatshops. Get off of Tim.
Get off of Tim.
That director probably had to have fast hands.
All right.
But good for Ricky Gervais. And let's see if this doesn't become more of a template. I mean, I like that they've pretty much gone hostless now with the Oscars, right?
And I think they're doing that again this year as well. Hostless.
Much better. God forbid De Niro wins anything, because we'll never hear the end of it.
They didn't win any. Irishman, I don't think Irishman won a thing last night.
It didn't.
But it was well streamed over the, wasn't it one of their biggest streaming things over the
year?
By the way, for what it's worth, I also talked to other people who tried to watch it and just couldn't because it was De Niro playing the same guy. It was My Cousin Vinny. It was Goodfellas. Kind of all put in a blender.
It's a mafia movie. It's a mob movie.
I like the history. I learned a whole lot about the history that I didn't know. But, yeah.
I will listen to it on audiobook.
There you go.
Turn it on and then just look, put it on Netflix. Pay attention to it if you can. Do other things. And if something grabs you, then, it'll catch your attention.
I am Mr. Mob. Because
I know.
I have watched the complete...
That's why I can't believe you haven't watched it.
Can you tell me something? Why do they have on the American Heroes channel all the mafia guys? You know, Carmen Galante and Al Capone and...
What night of the week is it?
Enrico Palazzo, all the big...
Is it Friday night? Is the mob night?
Saturday night.
Yeah.
Why are they on the Heroes channel? Are they on there because it took Heroes to catch them?
I don't know.
Colombo, Joe Valachi.
You know, why is there haunted houses on the Travel channel?
The Colombo one you need to watch because it really plays into a very specific point in American culture in the early 70s when we were told there's no such thing as the mafia. And 15 years later, Rudy Giuliani was busting them all.
Sure.
All five families. So it's kind of cool. Have you heard about artificial priests?
What?
I'm not making this up from 10.com. Robot priests will change human spirituality. Let's give it a listen, see if it works.
Bless me, Father, for I have...
Please enter user PIN.
Oh, right.
Welcome, O'Connell, Mark.
It's been 6 months since my last confession, and I have committed to...
I am aware. I have searched your browser history.
Oh, my God.
Do not take the Lord's name in vain. Say 342 Hail Marys for each of your visits to lustylads.com, Venmo $100 to the collection plate, and remember to clear your cash.
In a way, it's sort of like in a graduated version of Alexa hearing everything you say.
Yeah.
And can't they spy on you at Alexa headquarters?
Speaking of...
When you give commands that thing?
They're now subpoenaing... issuing subpoenas...
Yes, that's a good
for,
way to put it.
...for Alexa during after murders.
Wow.
Yeah.
Who's dead is Alexa?
It does record... It does record what you say.
It's always listening.
It's always listening because it's listening for that wake word.
Right.
But honestly, I live alone, and there's nothing I'm saying in my house to myself.
What's the wake word?
There's a couple of different words you
Alexa
can use.
Alexa is a wake word, or I've got a dot in the other room, and I can't call it Alexa because the other one will, so I call it computer.
Yeah, you can have it respond computer, to Alexa, Amazon,
or computer.
Or computer.
Yeah.
interesting.
Is that 1917?
That is 1917.
Best drama at the Golden Globes. We're going to have a war movie party.
Yeah,
it's a war movie party.
1917 was starts.
I'm really curious to see it.
You know, we did a conundrum. We should have an extra certificate, right? We could play Truth or Baloney.
We could. You, what's the topic for today?
Things you might not know about 2020.
Ooh.
Ooh. This.
The show or the year?
Both.
This is Truth or Baloney.
Yeah. 2020 is the topic.
It's Truth or Baloney.
Who wants to play?
Let me wreck it for you first.
Yes, truth, baloney, truth, baloney.
Which certificate you want to give away? Because we would have extra of both.
We could give a choice.
Okay, we'll give them a choice.
That's nice. I like that.
All right, but we need a contestant at 272-9228. Don't make us beg. We had a first-time caller last hour.
We did.
It'd be nice to have somebody make this the year, since it's a new year, 2020, a new decade, to be the person who finally, at this point in your life, I'm going to call that radio station. I think somebody just did. So while Jay is checking that out, let's check out traffic.
This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Here's your latest update. We still have an accident ongoing at Atlanta Highway in front of Fraser Church. We're hoping they'll wrap that one up pretty quickly, but use caution there. Watch out for emergency vehicles and drive carefully. We have a lot of congestion on the East, South, and East Boulevard right now. Wetumpka Highway all the way around to Ware's Ferry. I-85, Carmichael, Woodmere, very congested there right now. I-65 and 85 still light to mostly moderate traffic into downtown Montgomery. We're seeing a little bit of a slowdown on 85 near Perry Hill and Ann Street, but things are moving. No issues at the interchange downtown. Keep it right here. We'll keep you updated. Hey, did you get a puppy for Christmas? Did you? Well, Invisible Fence has got both indoor and outdoor systems to keep that puppy safe. Call Vicky at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585 for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending. When the tiger is on your side, call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
All right, Pam has heard our call, and she's ready to play the game that sets Montgomery's head on fire.
Truth or baloney?
Hi, Pam.
Hi, Pam.
Hi. How are y'all?
Good, hey, Pam. Our topic is 2020. I'm going to read you a statement. You have to tell me whether it's truth or baloney. You can reach out to your lifelines of Jay and Rich. They do not know the answer to these. If you're not sure, and two out of three you win, get them all wrong and you win. You ready?
All right.
The Roman numeral for 2020 is MMXX. The Roman numeral for 20, yeah, it is. Very good. Yes. MMXX. Okay.
Truth.
I think you're going to wrap it up on the next one. 2020 is a leap year. Truth or baloney?
Truth.
Winning. You did it.
Wow.
See,
that was just amazing. Was that? That's amazing.
So you have a choice of a food outlet. I'll let you do that off the air when Jay gets your information.
You want to play for just fun? Here?
Yeah.
All right.
Sure.
All right, here we go.
For some funsies. The show 2020 has been on TV for more than 20 years.
Truth.
It is. It premiered back in 1978.
You're on fire.
You are. It's possible for people to have better than 20/20 vision without glasses.
Truth.
That is true also. Wow. 20/10 is more common than you might think. Pam, that's why I can't get LASIK at Montgomery Eye.
That's right.
Pam, I have 20/15 and 20/200. And then this last one, the first two digits of the year 2020 add up to the number 2. So do the last two digits. The last time that happened was over 900 years ago in the year 1111. True the baloney.
Baloney?
That's correct. Wow. 545.
Amazing.
It was true in 2002 and 2011.
Uh-huh.
But not in 2020. Good work. All right, hang
Excellent.
On. Pam, that was brilliant. I'm glad you called.
Stand by.
Because we can show a listener like that off to our audience, you know.
Mm-hmm. Somebody says, see how smart these folks are.
You know, I mentioned the 2015 vision. That's what the refractive surgery counselor told me. I figured I was just going to be going over there through the routine of seeing the refractive surgery counselor and getting scheduled for LASIK.
Yeah.
But I didn't get scheduled for LASIK because the refractive surgery counselor said, you have an odd situation here. You're 2200 in your right eye and 2015 in your left, better than perfect in one, not so perfect in the other. So I'm on the sidelines with LASIK, but everybody I know that's had a LASIK procedure loves it. The biggest challenge being, how do you get away from the habit of looking for glasses when you no longer need them?
Oh, man.
I would love to be able to break that habit. But I can't, but maybe you can. And LASIK has become very affordable, not at the expense of experience. Montgomery Eye has the best in the business, not just here or Alabama, but across the country. They rank on a nationwide basis with Dr. Swanenshin, two of the best anywhere. Make your appointment to see the refractive surgery counselor at 271-3804, 271-3804, or learn more about this incredible practice with 75 years of heritage here in the River Region at this web address, onlinemep.com.
Are you missing shingles or seeing dark spots on your roof? One missing shingle could be a sign of weather-related damage that your insurance company may pay for. I'm Todd Clark, owner of River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor. We are a company that takes pride in our workmanship and only use the highest quality materials in the business. If your asphalt shingle roof is older than 10 years, call us for a free inspection on your roof today. Call us at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635. Or visit us at riverregioncontracting.com or like us on Facebook.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done. Big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I blame myself, because I had a thing on Tom Brady that I thought was ready for this morning, and I must have either misspelled it or misfiled it.
May have thrown his last pass for...
What do you think? You think...
I think if he's a free... If he is now a free agent, right? I think he might be playing for somebody else. It's possible. What do you think? Or you think they're going to come up with the money and keep
him? You know, the reason these guys, Drew Brees and the rest, are playing into such late years now is because they've really relaxed, you know, put the foot down on mangling the quarterback.
Which is a good thing.
Yeah, I think it's a very good thing. Without necessarily compromising the violence that is a big part of the NFL. But
I think he'll stay with the Patriots. I think the Patriots will find a way to make him stay with them. He's going
to
stay.
I really wanted to see him win one more.
And see, that's the thing. I think he wants to win one more.
And it's amazing that they're not in the playoffs now.
I think he wants to go out on a pretty good high there, and that not being eliminated early in the playoffs like this.
They were yesterday.
Well, with Brady and Brees gone, they're about the only two people in the NFL I really care about, so I'm out. But we'll be doing our annual Super Bowl build-up like crazy, which is part of the...
yeah.
Or what do we call it? The big
game. The big game.
Yeah.
The big game. It's the big game.
May I have your attention, please? May I have your attention, please? Will the real Tom Brady please give up? I repeat, will the real Tom Brady please give up? He's not going to retire.
Y'all act like you never seen an old person before. Arm is feeling sore, balls deflated on the floor. Not sure if he should even play football anymore. They call him the GOAT while Patriots fans gloat. It's the return of the... Oh, wait, no way, you're kidding. They're not making the Super Bowl this year, are they? And Robert Kraft said, nothing, you idiots. Robert Kraft's red while on the massage bed. But if Tom can throw the ball around, completing down, there's no reason that he can't kiss his 12-year-old on the mouth. But if he feels like quitting, he got back at his house. Giselle in her pantyhose just retired.
I'm sick of that. Besides, we need Jay to tell us about the Seafood Bistro.
Oh, I'd be happy to tell you about the Seafood Bistro. In fact, that is the prize that Pam chose. You know, we gave her a choice. We had extra.
Yeah.
Said, you want food out or you want Seafood Bistro? And she picked Seafood Bistro. She's going to enjoy some fantastic food that you could also enjoy when they open up at 11 o'clock today, just like they do every single day. You can go to their website to see everything the menu has on offer. In fact, I may go over there today and get some fried cheese curds. Mm. Haven't had them in a while. I might want to get some fried cheese curds. It's at the Seafood Bistro. Go to theseafoodbistro.com. That is their website where you can see everything on the menu. You can put in your order there as well. You can use one of the delivery apps on your phone to have it brought to your home or your office, so you can get it without even leaving your house. You can put an order in early and just swing by and pick it up if you want to do that. Or you can just dine in and enjoy the company of everyone there at the Seafood Bistro. TheSeafoodBistro.com. Don't forget to like and follow them on Facebook.
All righty. It is 8:31, 29 minutes before the top of the hour. And you're next.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah. Yeah. Sammy Sunso.
Yeah, it's Monday. Monday's tough enough, but sunshine on Monday is a good thing and a nice afternoon warm-up after this cool start. We're looking for a high around 66 on a January day. That's not bad. For tonight, there is a small risk of showers, especially in the overnight hours as a weak front moves through. Tiny risk. Overnight low temperature 48, maybe a shower first thing in the morning. Otherwise, I think the sun is going to come out certainly by midday and tomorrow afternoon, high around 60. I think we'll be near freezing on Wednesday morning and then into the low 60s on Wednesday afternoon. Another nice day Wednesday. Upper 60s Thursday and dry. The risk of rain and maybe some thunderstorms returns on Friday. We have been mentioning the Saturday situation, a storm system that needs to be closely monitored that has a threat of severe weather. I think it's fairly substantial, perhaps. We'll see. Right now, this morning, we have clear skies, calm winds. It's 43 at 8:33.
Looking to save money in 2020? Shift your high-interest credit card balances to a new card from ASC and receive 0% interest for 12 months. Apply online or visit a branch today. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASC. Terms and conditions apply. Equal opportunity. Lender.
I want to talk to you about Plumbing by Lukewire. I'm a fan and have been for, I wish I could say 20 years, but I didn't know about them 20 years ago, but they've been in business for over two decades. Well, the heating and air conditioning part, they've been around since 1976, but listen, plumbing picks a bad time to be a problem. It's never convenient, but over the holidays, maybe you had a house full, you know, and then a plumbing issue comes up, and or maybe you've been out of town, and you come home, and you're attic water heater, the pipe broke, and you come home to flooding. Not good. So Plumbing by Lukewire is going to take care of you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. They never charge overtime, regardless of when you call. I got the whole house plumbing inspection. That's where they diagnose all of your plumbing issues and look for a problem that may be lurking that you don't know about. And they can fix it before it becomes a big problem. Plumbing by Lukewire, 264-9666, or you can visit them on the web, acbylukewire.com. Click on the plumbing tab. Alabama certification number 84417.
All right, let's check in with Skipper.
Well, good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We had an accident a little earlier this morning on Atlanta Highway in front of Fraser Church. That one should be out of the way by now, but use caution as you pass by Fraser on the Atlanta Highway just in case. Watch out for emergency vehicles. We have a little bit of congestion on the Northern Boulevard at Jackson Ferry and at Coliseum Boulevard. Little congestion Northeast Boulevard and East Boulevard, Troy Highway and East South Boulevard. That's about it. We have no new accidents reported at this time. Just be cautious on the Atlanta Highway by Fraser. Buckle up and drive carefully. The Toyota-thon is going on with year-end pricing right now at Reinhart Toyota. Get that special Toyota you've always wanted right now at Reinhart Toyota. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Hurt in a wreck that wasn't your fault? Get the tiger on your side with Stuart Vance. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Good news, ladies and gentlemen.
Good news is good news, and the good news is...
I've got good news and good news.
Pretty good.
Put some good in your morning.
Good news, there's a monkey jumping on houses in the neighborhood.
Amidst all the chaos on this Monday morning, let's find a moment for something positive. This is a young lady, 43-year-old Latanya Young, who lives in Atlanta. And yes, 43 is a young lady, in my opinion.
It is.
She works as a hairdresser by day and drives for Uber at night, but she's always wanted to be a lawyer. When she was 16, she got pregnant, had to drop out of high school, eventually got her diploma, enrolled at Georgia State. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, she got behind on her tuition by about $700 and couldn't take any more classes until it was paid. But every time she saved up money, and those of you with kids know how this works, the kids would need something, so she kept putting it off, putting it off. Recently picked up a passenger named Kevin Esch and was talking to him about it. And a few days later, she got a call from the school to let her know her bill had been paid in full.
That's amazing.
Kevin said it felt like a blessing to meet her and to be able to help her out. Once she found out that he had paid the bill, she felt like she owed it to him to get her degree. So she did. She just got her associate's in criminal justice, and he was there for the graduation.
I love this.
You know, and stuff like this does happen more frequently than we realize, but if it bleeds, it leads. We're going to hear the worst stuff first. This story, though, makes me laugh. And we do have our Morning Maroon nominees coming up in a minute. People in Sacramento, California, it doesn't say which people, are upset because a McDonald's is blasting bagpipe music 24 hours a day to keep the homeless from setting up shop on their property.
What?
So
they picked bagpipe music as opposed to, let's say, Ozzy Osbourne? Or?
Yeah. Well, this story's happened before where businesses have blasted out something they figured that young hoodlums would not appreciate hearing, like Lawrence Welk.
Mm-hmm. One toke over the line.
Sweet. Oh, let me tell you now.
One toke over the line. You know, I never did dub that. I got to get that in the system. Did I get that?
Did you? No, I thought you put it in.
Let me check.
Or did you just play it from the internet the entire time? No, you'd go to YouTube, I think, and play it.
Yeah. I got to get that. That would be a great birthday gift.
Don't you know?
Okay. A birthday gift, dub in a thing for you?
Yeah. 9 months early.
I mean...
Then when September 27th rolls around, you don't owe me anything.
Well, if that's the case, I've covered your birthday for like a couple of years now. For the things I've dubbed in for you.
You're good through age 96.
I'll do it without reason as far as a birthday is concerned, Greg. I'll just do it because you want me to do it.
I appreciate that, Jay. You're a real friend. All right, Morning Maroon nominees will be next. I just got a text. You already mentioned J&S Landscaping. Mm-hmm. John of J&S said, I'm coming out today, but I got to stop at Lewis Lawn first. Well, of course, if you are in the business, that's where most folks go for the best in equipment, repair, service. Lewis Lawn keeps the folks who keep our yards beautiful or do landscaping, in my case, edging and hedging and all that kind of stuff. I'm so glad that's who he does business with here in town. Lewis Lawn, in the last year, expanded, doubled their showroom capacity, allowed them to add the tractor-style mowers to their long line of great brand names and equipment that they can sell. Echo, Exmark, Toro, Shindawa, all the steel products. Products that last and all, when you get a warranty at Lewis Lawn or whatever you purchase, you can bring it right back there. You can't do that at a box store. Chad Sasser is our point guy at Lewis Lawn. He tracks the manufacturer's specials and incentives. I'm sure there's new things for the month of January to check out. Now's a good time to give them a call at 244-9191 and get your mower tuned and your blade sharpened for the mowing season just ahead. That's Lewis Lawn, 1135 Northeastern Bypass. Winter hours still in effect, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Monday through Friday.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. William Johnson, the man accused of killing Lowndes County Sheriff John Williams, will go before a judge today. Johnson is charged with capital murder and remains in jail without bond. Sheriff Williams was killed November 23rd while responding to a noise complaint at a gas station. We now know the sentencing date for former Montgomery police officer Aaron Cody Smith. He was found guilty last November of manslaughter in the 2016 shooting death of Greg Gunn. His sentencing date has been set for January 29th at the Montgomery County Courthouse. And it's decision day for Alabama quarterback Tua Tagovailoa. He is expected to announce if he will enter the NFL draft at a press conference with Coach Nick Saban later today. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. We have a new real estate class starting soon, and I'd like to see you there. This class prepares you to take the state real estate exam and get your real estate license. We have even had investors and other home buyers take the course to prepare them to buy a home. Whatever the reason, you will learn about real estate contracts, lease management, property law, closing transaction, appraisal methods to enable you to take the exam. Learning by doing, real estate scenarios, learning to increase your portfolio in real estate, investment sales are all part of this course. The cost is $375, which includes books and materials, practice tests, and quizzes. Interactive, live, classroom setting, located close to East Chase. Come join me, Bo Goodson, for the Real Estate School, 551-0225, or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net. The class is filling up now, so you need to call soon, 551-0225.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
A dry January, that means I'll be whiskey free. I'll take the money that I save and give to charity. I'll stop using plastic straws for all the turtles' sake. I'll toss away this vape pen and pass on the cupcakes. With the help of Marie Kondo, I'll be organized, you'll see. I'll ride that Peloton bike my now ex-wife gave back to me. And as far as my pro-Trump dad, I'll have more empathy. Gonna get a Rosetta Stone and teach myself Chinese. The new year is brand new already, I'm two bottles in. I'm sorry, Jerry's kids, the cash went to the Jameson. And I apologize, Mother Earth, but those paper straws, they suck. Got baked out of my mind and robbed a hostess truck. Can't speak a lick of Mandarin, Megadad's blocked from every app. Everything I own's draped over this damn Peloton crap. I've come to this conclusion, I'm no good at resolutions. I'm gonna put them on a shelf. Be happy with myself. Kids, be happy with yourself.
Good idea. Self-esteem is critical to a happy life. This advice brought to you by News Talk 93.1 FM. It's 8:43. Let's bring in former, even though he still behaves like he still is, an author of that great Iranian deal, Jean Cadet.
In America, you have a right to be stupid.
If I were you, I would learn about the Logan Act, Mr. Carey. It's time for today's Morning Maroon nominee. I'm excited to. Just in passing, some trends over the week. Now, these are not official nominees. We have a guy in Louisiana who pulled a gun on his 9-year-old for drinking the last can of Dr. Pepper in the house. Sounds like a overreaction. Jeez. A man in Arkansas arrested for breaking into his ex-wife's house and stealing, guess what? A can of Dr. Pepper.
What's going on?
Wouldn't you like to be a pepper, too? A Burger King employee in Memphis who pulled a gun on a customer who was complaining about her order. Well, just weird things. But let's go to the nominees. I would say if there's something benign on TV that should not raise the emotional bar, it would be the Kelly Clarkson show.
Right, yeah.
You know, you got to think that's kind of a flatline deal. 61-year-old woman named Linda Donahauer from Clearwater, Florida. That's the city of salve. It smells like ointment. Especially in the summer.
The city of salve. Does it say that?
I made that up. You like it?
Yeah, I like that.
Thanks. Anyway, she was watching the Kelly Clarkson show. The episode was a look back at the best moments on the Kelly Clarkson show.
Yeah, that's pretty short.
It did debut in September, so they're, you know, slim pickings, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, her 51-year-old boyfriend, she's 60, she's a cougar. How do you like that? The 61-year-old Linda Donahauer, she's a cougar.
Wait, 61 and 50, 51 makes her a cougar?
When you get to these ages, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. You'll just have to take my word for it.
Okay.
Anyway, her 51-year-old boyfriend, Ronald Meyer, wouldn't stop talking. She's watching the best of Kelly Clarkson, for God's sake, and he won't shut up. So she punched him, and he punched her back. Police were summoned, both arrested for domestic battery. They've been together for 14 years. Officers believe they were both inebriated.
Okay, so going to do more math.
Yes.
So 47 and 37.
84.
Yeah. So no. They've been together for 14 years. If they're 61 and he is, if she's.
Well, you said 47 and 87.
47 in the, no, in the
he
year.
He would have been 37 when they started seeing each other.
Oh.
Oh, I got you.
She was 47, he was 37.
So she was already in cougar country there.
Cougar country.
He was just.
Where are we? We're in cougar country.
Cougar country.
I have a feeling.
You see the sign?
You know, I've been to a lot of meetings. I have a feeling this guy has probably been a Klingon to this woman. A barnacle.
14 years together. I don't want to say the Kling, but, you know.
I've been around the block a few. You know, when you get to this age. When you get to this age, I'll be gone, but you can remember what I told you.
I hope not.
All right.
You're not gone. That's the part.
If you have two people doing the same stupid thing in two different states, you got to figure at least one of the states is Florida, right?
Right. Has to be.
That's what happened. Two people randomly tried the same excuse when they were busted for driving drunk on New Year's. 54-year-old George Manuel from Gulfport, Florida, and an unidentified woman in Omaha, Nebraska, both who blew over .2 on the breathalyzer.
Whoa!
Each told officers, "I am a professional drinker." That was their excuse.
I'm a professional drinker.
Yeah. So the excuse did not work for either. Both arrested. And maybe one day they'll go to the same meeting together. Here's a guy. I would have to imagine if you were sentenced to prison and you escaped. If you've ever been, like, even rehab, man, when you, that first day out is amazing. Because you
feel like a different person?
You're such a self-centered life that you forget what really matters.
What freedom is.
Yeah. And man, it's amazing. In fact, everybody should be required to spend a few days confined somewhere so they can understand what freedom is and how important it is and how we take it for granted. All right, 63-year-old Jose Romero. On December 13th, 1979, he escaped from a prison in South Carolina while he was on a work crew. He was 11 years into an 18-year sentence for armed robbery. He has managed for 40 years to avoid getting caught. But he had to get hammered in Dover, Delaware on December 28th. The police stopped him. He had an ID that said Arnaldo Figueroa. But, you know, they print you when they arrest you for this. And the prints matched this prison escapee who's been on the lam for 40 years. So now he's back in prison, and he will be extradited back to South Carolina to face charges for escape. 40 years. You would want to be extra careful about not putting yourself in a spot to get arrested. So, dumbest of the dumb, gentlemen.
What do you think?
I like the last one that we just did.
I'm sort of
partial just because I put more effort into it with the cougar.
Yeah.
Just because I put some effort into that one.
And we threw out the drunk one because they're so drunk.
I'm a professional drinker.
Yeah, it's just that it was the first time. Police, they network all this stuff.
Right.
You know, so it just so happened that the professional drinker excuse turned up in two states at the same day. So we'll go with number three?
Yes. Sure.
What an imbecile. What an ultra-maroon.
Traffic is brought to you by Alabama Dumpster Service.
Dispose of your business waste in the bright red containers of Alabama Dumpster Service. They're there when you need them and quickly picked up through Alabama Dumpster's affordably priced waste removal. Call 334-288-1500 or visit alabamadumpster.com.
Well, good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We had an accident a little earlier this morning on Atlanta Highway in front of Fraser Church. That one should be out of the way by now, but use caution as you pass by Fraser on the Atlanta Highway just in case. Watch out for emergency vehicles. We have a little bit of congestion on the Northern Boulevard at Jackson Ferry and at Coliseum Boulevard. Little congestion Northeast Boulevard and East Boulevard, Troy Highway and East South Boulevard. That's about it. We have no new accidents reported at this time. Just be cautious on the Atlanta Highway by Fraser. Buckle up and drive carefully. The Toyota-thon is going on with year-end pricing right now at Reinhardt Toyota. Get that special Toyota you've always wanted right now at Reinhardt Toyota. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Just say no to the insurance company's tiny check. The Vance Law Firm will make sure you get the money you deserve.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Alabama is a state deeply rooted in military tradition, and we at Alabama Home Mortgage appreciate the sacrifices that our men and women in uniform make each and every day. I'm Kim Williams, and I'm here to tell you there is a difference in mortgage companies. Don't be fooled by mortgage companies with veteran in their name. Call the mortgage company with veterans in their blood. The entire Alabama Home Mortgage staff are children of military veterans. We understand what it means to serve. If you're looking for a VA loan, call Alabama Home Mortgage 567-4223. With a VA loan, there's no money out of pocket, 100% financing. There's simply nothing better than a VA mortgage loan. Ella, tell them what to do.
Call my mom, Kim Williams, at 567-4223. That's 567-4223.
That's right. Or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to get your VA home loan today. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
In your line of work, every day is different. Sometimes you need big. Sometimes you need small. But every time you need the best. Well, good news. Thompson Tractor has everything you need. It's your go-to source for a complete range of the absolute best equipment, including used machines. Buying used equipment requires a high degree of trust, the kind that Thompson Tractor has been earning since 1957. We sell a large selection of previously owned equipment, all of it tested for durability and optimal performance for years to come. Come browse our yard at 10120 Highway 80 East, Montgomery, Alabama. Or check out the inventory online at thompsontractor.com. Oh, we buy used equipment too. Thompson Tractor. Just like you, we have what it takes.
Hi, this is Jan from Jan's Beach House. We opened 6 years ago and have always used Blue Water Broadcasting for our advertising. Rick and his staff are the best, and they're so easy to work with. Their advertising works.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Weird but true news.
Another weird news story.
Weird news.
That was weird.
That's weird news.
Weird
news. Weird
news. News of the weird.
All right, this is another story about twins who were born minutes apart but in different decades.
Twins on TV.
Decades.
Oh, yeah, those are huge twins. In other twin
she
news,
might be for Virginia.
An Indiana woman who was pregnant with twins gave birth on New Year's Eve and had the second baby just after midnight. So they were born minutes apart, but in different decades.
Yeah.
Decades.
Baby Jocelyn was born at 11:37 on 12/31/19. And brother Jason was born at 12:07 on 1/1/20.
How about that?
Isn't that wild?
Mm-hmm. That is weird, wild stuff.
Wild stuff. There's always a story like that.
There's probably one for the when the century changed, right? There's probably
I'll bet.
Somebody that the twin was born in the last
in
century.
In one century, and the other was born in. Yeah. Wow, Jay, could you look that up?
How would you?
Kidding.
How would you ask?
No. Never mind. No, it's okay.
Actually, I seem to remember that.
Story. Probably true.
Of course, I often remember things that never happened, so you have to be real careful listening to what I say, because I often remember things that didn't actually happen. Mm. It's one of those things. 856, make this the year you upgrade your wheels. If credit has prevented you from getting a decent car, you feel stuck, you need to visit Greg over at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars in the credit department. They have over 20 financing programs. And one of the fastest ways to rebuild your credit score, and take it from somebody whose belt size and credit score were one and the same when I got to Alabama. I added about 300 points to mine by getting a car and paying off the entire thing, made every payment on time. That counts. They can help you, and you're not going to get ripped on a horrible interest rate either. So see him and then take a look at the selections, whether you're shopping on the lower end. I'm here to tell you about the category of vehicles. I can't understand. Maybe it's been sold and they haven't had a chance to update this 2012 Suzuki SX4. Terry Adams says this is the one he would pick off this particular page. $4,800, low mileage, 2011 Acura, great car, fantastic engine. Hey, and the one I drive, the Rogue, one of its ancestors, the 2009 Rogue SL, $6,400. And it looks just as new as my 2019. When you look at the pictures of these cars, you are looking at quality. Hey, you can get a Beamer, a 2014 BMW 3 Series, for $99.90 at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars. These cars have been vetted and checked out, so you're not buying somebody else's trouble. Stop by and see Tip Tames and his team at 235 Northeastern Bypass, or online by price, range, budget, whatever category, type of car, at jackingram.com.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
This is Sarah.
Hi, I'm Sarah.
Sarah was looking for a job, but wanted to stay local.
That's right.
First, she built a giant satellite, then launched it into space to send a signal transmitting her resume. This did not lend Sarah a job, but it did start a war with the Zarkon Nebula.
I went too far.
Yes, Sarah went too far. But you don't have to go too far to go far. Montgomery area helpwanted.com only posts local jobs, so employers are way more likely to respond to your application and offer you a job. Montgomery area helpwanted.com. Local jobs that work.
A highly placed politician talks about the Health and Wealth Show.
Nobody's ever seen anything like this.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weeknights at 6 p.m.